state is comprised of individuals who have an unusual amount of leverage with the public state. They are guided and directed in their policies by unnamed people who are able to leverage their power inside the public state. That's the deep state. These are highly corrupt individuals who now have complete control over the apparatus of the state.
Now, in an atmosphere of emergency and excessive zeal for our welfare, the federal government proposes to invade an area, the traditional province of the local community and state, the finest public school system in all the world, with no real determination yet that the federal government is the best manager of our educational affairs. A suspicion prevails that they're not so much interested in speeding progress as they are in asserting authority in every conceivable aspect of the educational system.
Inflation is our friend. For example, consider this. In the year 2000, if current trends continue, the average blue-collar annual wage in this country will be $568,000. Think what this inflated world of the future will mean. Most Americans will be millionaires. Everyone will feel like a big shot. Wouldn't you like to own a $4,000 suit and smoke a $75 cigar, drive a $600,000 car? I know I would.
But Washington insists that it only wants to help solve the financial problems attendant on our rapid growth. Well, problems there are, particularly because the federal government in recent years has dried up so many sources of local revenue by usurping those sources for its own tax policies.
My father told me when I was a child, people in authority lie. And we all, if we are going to continue to live in a democracy, we need to understand that people in authority lie. People in authority will abuse every power that we relinquish to them.
Because of brainwashing and programming, most people just are incapable of even seeing the truth.
And now we uncover a memorandum, thanks to the press, actually, a memorandum in the Community Relations Service of the Poverty Program. Has nothing really to do with education, but the memorandum is very disturbing in this sentence. We should conduct a systematic effort to contact all publishers and school boards to encourage their publication and adoption of textbooks conforming to established standards.
Government is the monopoly of force in a geographical area based on what it has stolen from the people who live in that geographical area. And at times like Thanksgiving, people show deference to the government. They shouldn't. They should show deference to individual liberty, and they should challenge government, not just on Thanksgiving, but every day of the year.
The deep state is able to prevail because it specializes in the politics of divide and rule.
Well, if the government is going to build the schools and buy the books, issue scholarships, make judgments, and exert pressure, what if one day that pressure is of a political nature not to our liking?
The real problem on the earth today is that, as the philosophers once said, all that is needed for evil to exist and prosper is for enough good people to do nothing. And so that's the problem. Today, the overwhelming majorities of the American people couldn't care less. As long as they have the food to eat, and the cold beer to drink, and they're entertained, just as it was in the Roman Empire, as long as you have the entertainment and alcohol and the music and whatever it is that all your drugs. We're the biggest drug-using nation in the world. Our people are on drugs everywhere, legal and illegal. Doesn't matter. We are a drug-taking society. Reason why is because we as a people in America know we've been had, and we have no power, because knowledge is power, and we have no knowledge, and we know it. So I'm suggesting, if you want to save the world for your children, for your grandchildren, you might want to start doing something you've never done before. Slowly but surely, read, question, think, and evaluate what's going on, and do not take the name, the word of anyone.
Education is the bulwark of freedom, but you remove it too far from the community and the parents' control, and education becomes the tool of tyranny.
So you have guaranteed income, the taxpayers, guaranteed clients, the students, no competition. That's a recipe for disaster. These people think they can turn a pig's ear into a silk purse, and they'll just waste all the money they can. It's other people's money trying to accomplish that. And how long has this been going on in the United States of America? For 120 years, and we still haven't learned the lesson.
Yep.
There are too many students that are studying from textbooks that devote a chapter to public welfare and not one line to Patrick Henry.
In everything we're doing, we're failing to factor into the equation the reality that this world is run by criminals who are going to attempt to change everything that you do and co-opt it and find a means of controlling it.
Sometimes when you look at the problem, you think that government's like a baby. It's an elementary canal with an appetite at one end and no sense of responsibility at the other.
Much about government is a myth. Make believe that the people have a voice. Make believe that the voice of the people is the voice of God. Make believe that the governors of the people represent the people.
We're taxed in our food and our drink and our shelter, with the government taking a higher percentage from the productive free economy than any government has ever done in history, without ruin.
And right now we are giving them the power to micromanage every bit of our lives. 24 hours a day, they're going to know where we are, they're going to know the money that we spend, they're going to have access to our children, they're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us.
We have reached a point where the size and reach of government control over our lives is extreme. We are on the rapid path to totalitarianism.
So-called tax reform, when it is suggested, winds up as the old shell game. They just rearrange it, shift it around, and apply it someplace else, as we discovered with the so-called tax cut we thought we had.
Don't be thankful for the government. Be fearful of the government.
There's a scripture in the Bible in the New Testament that says, do not trust any man. Put not your trust in earthly man in whom there is no salvation. Every time people are jumping in the streets and praying and crying and dancing in the streets because their president got, their man got to be president, and eventually 6 months later they will find out he was nothing more than just one more criminal running a scam on them. So all we need to do is just keep voting, just keep doing what you've always done, because it's never gone anywhere and it's never going to go anywhere. Why? Because that's what we want. As a nation, we want people to lead us. And when people lead you, they're going to mislead you.
Our tax policy today is based on the idea that we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Well, we'd better take another look. We're robbing Paul to pay Paul, and we're all named Paul. Peter went bankrupt a long time ago.
I think nature is going to give us a new system, that the federal government will fall like an overripe apple the way the Soviet Union fell. They won't be able to print money anymore because it'll be worthless. They won't be able to borrow money because they won't be able to pay it back. And the government will fall. And the United States will break apart into small mini republics, some of which, like where you and I live, will probably be as draconian as the feds are. Others in other parts of the country will be a lot freer.
These government agencies are orchestrating obedience, and it is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race and plunge us into a dystopian nightmare where the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed will be running our lives and ruining our children and destroying all the dreams and dignity that we hope to give to our children.
Because Jefferson was right. In the long march of history, government grows and liberty shrinks. I don't know if we're going to be saying the same thing 10 or 20 years from now. I don't know if we'll be allowed to say the same thing 10 or 20 years from now, but that's the march of government.
But what about meanwhile, people on fixed incomes, they have always been the true victims of inflation. That's why I will present to Congress the Inflation Maintenance Program, whereby the U.S. Treasury will make up any inflation caused losses through direct tax rebates to the public in cash. Now, you may say, won't that cost a lot of money? Won't that increase the deficit? Sure it will. But so what? We'll just print more money. We have the papers, we have the mints. I can just call up the Bureau of Engraving and say, hi, this is Jimma. Roll off some of them 20s. Print up a couple of thousand sheets of those century notes. Sure, the glut of dollars will cause even more inflation, but who cares? Everybody will be a millionaire.
Somebody is wise enough to know that they're using us and that we are frustrated and we need drugs and alcohol and entertainment just to get by from day to day. So this is the world you're leaving for your children. This is the world you're leaving for your grandchildren. You need to wake up, get yourself grounded in intelligence, wisdom, and knowledge, and start asking questions. You better do it, and you better do it soon. The world we know is not going to be here much longer. What your masters have planned for this world, you have no idea in the world what's coming. This is very serious. You need to wake up.
We see the corruption. We know the corruption. We feel the corruption. Our communities suffer as a result of their corruption.
The government is a facade to which the American public, because of the public school system, has acclimated itself and given it the benefit of every doubt and accepted its encroachments on our lives, our liberty, and our property. And he begins by talking about the way the American public, when we were colonists, referred to the king. You know, when we fought the revolution, only about 33 to 35% of those in the colonies supported the revolution. About 33% wanted to stay with the king because they believed he was in the divine right of kings, that God had chosen an idiot, George III, to reign over them. And inexplicably, about one-third had no opinion. Imagine living in America in 1776. We're fighting a revolution. We're throwing off the shackles of the most powerful empire in the world, and people have no opinion about it. Obviously, their opinions changed by 1783 when we began a great period of freedom between 1783 and 1789 until the Constitution came into being, and we started all over again with the big central government.
If people actually understood what's going on in the world, they would take back the power to themselves again.
As the state power grows, individual liberties shrink, always supposedly for our own good, of course. They know that the more people are afraid of these threats, the more willing they are to give up their liberty in the name of protection against these threats.
Doesn't matter if it's a Republican government or a Democratic government or a divided government, they all want the same thing, to stay in power, to tell us how to live.
You will see people actually really getting angry and really fighting those of us who are trying to wake people up. But there's more and more people waking up, and there's going to have to be a tipping point at some point.
I still believe that the people have the power.
We can do it. That's the important thing.
I see an uprising, and I see the people standing up until the government bows, because the people are never going to bow to you.
Every time, starting in 1796, every time there was a crisis, government expanded in size, and when the crisis went away, it never shrunk. It kept the power that it seized during the crisis over and over and over and over again. So government has used, abused, lied, cheated, deceived over the crisis about COVID to grab more power, which when COVID is just history, the government will still have and will not surrender.
Yep.
And will try to use on us again.
It's time for people to really step up to the plate with this and realize that we have to start embracing this ourselves, and we have to be the ones that are pushing in the direction that we want.
As the people listening to us can do is to expose this and talk about it and remind people of the facade and the make-believe of government. You know, government is essentially the negation of liberty.
Yep.
We are born free. Government only exists because we permit it to take our liberty from it. And then we give it the benefit of the doubt. Government should never have the benefit of the doubt.
I don't want a ruler. I don't want a red ruler. I don't want a blue ruler. I don't want a Republican ruler or a Democrat ruler, an elephant ruler or a donkey ruler. I don't want a ruler. These people are insane to think that they're going to grab the ring of power and help people, man. That's what I'm here for. To sprinkle the legislative pixie dust all over those pieces of paper and magically turn those bills into laws. And if you don't obey them, then we reserve the right, the moral right, to punish you. Because you have the moral obligation to obey us. I am your master. You chose me, remember? You chose the chains of your own oppression.